I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You, where each week we get together to talk about real estate things, and today is going to be a unique one. It's going to be a good one. I kind of screwed up my schedule, and the guest that I was supposed to have come in here is not coming in, so therefore, I have another guest. And actually, this guest is a wonderful guest, and I'm really excited because we're going to talk about absolutely pretty much anything. So let's give it a shot, see what happens. How you doing, Jordan?
I'm good. How are you?
I hope you're prepared for today. And make sure you get up there on that microphone.
So prepared.
You seem very prepared.
Like, not nervous.
Lots
at
of
all.
Notes. Lots of notes. Yes.
Yes.
A lot of notes
here.
In front of you. Yeah. So I thought what we could do is, you know, since you're like in the trenches in real estate, and so am I, but you know, you're really in the trenches. You're on Susan McFadden's team, and I thought, why not bring you in to talk to you? Because I thought about this a long time. I thought about this. It was at least 3 minutes.
Seconds.
Probably
oh.
10 minutes when I walked around the office. And I just wanted to find out, what are you experiencing out there? Like, what are you seeing? Here's a couple things. Is it getting to be less of a seller's market? Same? More? Do you see anything changing?
I mean, I would say I've seen some changes, right?
Yeah.
When I say, for me anyway, on the buyer side, slowing.
Yeah.
Not meaning less buyers or more houses coming on.
Gotcha.
Just meaning, like, instead of a house, you know, having offers due in 2 days, maybe now they're due in 5 days from the time
okay.
it was listed. And maybe instead of needing to go $50,000 over asking, we can go like 20.
Gotcha.
And win. So I don't know if it's slowing or just kind of changing
yeah.
a little bit. At least that's what I've seen.
What about the quality of the buyer? I think that's what I'm noticing a little bit, is the quality of the buyers are changing a little bit. Are you seeing a little bit more FHA coming in here?
Yeah.
And VA maybe.
And like it actually getting accepted.
Yes.
Is what
yes.
is kind of what
yes.
I'm seeing and what has changed. You know, back over the summer, like there was no chance of that happening. It
no.
was like good luck.
Yeah, it was unfortunately actually, because
yeah.
you know, it really limits the amount of people that can purchase. It really became okay, the cream of the crop are the ones that are getting the houses, and anybody that is, man, just a little bit less than cream
mm-hmm.
is not getting a house. And it's amazing because it's not that they're bad buyers. They're just not as good.
Right.
As the person in front of them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not that they're bad buyers. In fact, we'd be jumping up and down for joy for most of those buyers 3-4 years ago.
Oh my gosh. I remember 3 or 4 years ago, every deal I did was FHA.
Yeah.
Right? Like it just was what it was. And
yep.
there was seller assist happening and, you know, like normal things. And now it's like, okay, how much cash can we guarantee?
Yeah.
You know, how are you going to do inspections? I hope not, because
yeah.
good luck if you are.
Yeah.
That part I see hasn't changed yet, really.
And that's touchy too. Don't you think the whole inspection thing is a little touchy? I mean, because, you know, nobody wants to say don't get inspections,
mm-hmm.
but the reality is if you do, you probably won't get the house.
Right. So it's a really difficult conversation
it
to
is,
have.
Right.
I find it difficult because-
yep.
I would want a home inspection.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
yeah.
And so it's like you have to go to these people who maybe don't know what they're looking at and say, well, if you want to win, you really can't.
Right.
And it's kind of unfair.
It is. It is. And you know what? Here's the thing. What's the backlash going to be?
Well, right.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I've talked about that before with some other agents. Like what's going to happen in 3-4 years when mm-hmm. all of these buyers see things that they
yeah.
didn't have the opportunity to see before, you know? There's not really much recourse besides negativity and
yeah.
you know,
is it going to be negativity towards us as are they going to be like, oh, agents put me in this situation, or are they going to remember, hopefully they will, is that we were very honest with them and said, we're not saying don't do inspections. All I'm saying is that if you do, it lessens the chance of you getting the home.
Mm-hmm.
You make that choice.
Yeah.
You make that choice, not us. I mean,
yeah.
we have to guide them and tell them what's going on. Tell them what's happening in the marketplace.
For them to make their decision.
Exactly.
As to how they want to approach
exactly.
and whether or not they want to have a shot at winning.
Yeah. And that scares me. I wonder if and we know there are. There's probably agents out there that are saying, oh, you can't do inspections.
Oh, I'm sure. There's
yeah,
got
to
be.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, because we have morals and ethics and things that we try to follow. We do follow. You know, it's interesting, the inspection thing. But what are you finding with appraisals?
I've actually not really. I've had one appraisal issue recently, but I've been really, really lucky. Might have all come in really very clean. The one that I had, it was a big gap. It was like a $22,000 gap.
Oh, that's a gap.
But it was kind of expected, and the listing agent expected.
So you had the buyer.
I had the buyer.
Okay. So it comes in $22,000 under.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys go over full price?
Uh-huh.
By $22,000?
By 25, I think.
Yeah. So that kind of, it makes sense.
And the listing agent and I actually had a discussion about it when we went under contract.
Right.
That, you know, he also understood that we were probably going to be too high and that he didn't think it was going to appraise. So it was an easier conversation to have. My people did not have the cash to back it up.
Right.
And it was an easier conversation to have with him and for him to have with his clients because he prepped them in advance that he thought it was going to appraise low.
Yeah. And it's all our business, as like any business, is setting the expectation.
Oh yeah.
Up front.
And that appraisal actually was below the asking price too.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So
It,
you know, it was,
which is pretty, that's amazing. Did you guys appeal it or what'd you do? You know, I don't know if people know this, but we can appeal these appraisals when they come out. We don't always win. Most of the time we don't. But maybe 20% of the time, if maybe the appraiser, you know, maybe missed a comparable or something like that, we can get it to go through. And it happens. I mean, appraisers are not perfect. They're just like you and I, and they make mistakes. So there is times we appeal them. So did you didn't appeal it? You did not appeal.
People just agreed. They knew, you know, that was a more reasonable value for their home.
Yeah.
So they just agreed in the end.
Yeah. And well, you know, the good thing about that is that your buyer didn't have to win that property by doing the appraisal spread.
Right.
You know, because it could have been ugly. It could have been that it came in under the asking price. Mm-hmm. If they would have said, hey, we'll give $10,000 over the appraisal, they would be owning a house that's, you know, definitely not worth what they paid for it.
Right. Right. The other thing that I've had happen recently, which I've loved, is twice I've gotten appraisal waivers, which has been
for those buyers, are great.
Which has been fantastic.
Yeah, those
are great. Just makes life so much easier.
Was that meaning, so what she's talking about is appraisal waivers are basically the bank says, hey, you know what? We feel confident about this. Most likely the buyer had a lot of money down.
In both instances. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of times if you have 30% down, 40% down, the lender, the bank looks at that or the underwriter looks at it and says, hey, you know what? We don't need to do an appraisal on this property because we're covered. Mm-hmm. We feel confident that we're not going to be underwater if the person doesn't pay.
And in both instances, we weren't going like super high over asking.
Gotcha. One, right. So it makes even more sense
at asking. And the other one, I think we were over by five, maybe.
Yeah. So and those are nice because, you know, for one, the buyer saves, you know, 400 some bucks for an appraisal, whatever it is, you know, and also it's just one less thing that the seller has to worry about.
The stress,
you know?
Is gone.
Stress is gone.
And then you're going from contract to conditional approval without any sort of hoops in the middle, which is
it's a nice feeling. That's like Christmas Day when you get that call. By the way, we're doing a waiver on the appraisal. You're like, oh yes, I just got a great gift.
Yes,
it's an amazing gift. Yeah. Absolutely. So the appraisals are still kind of hanging in there. They're doing okay. And I haven't had any turned down lately either, I got to say. Most of mine have been going through. What I'm thinking too is, John Gerhart and I were talking about this the other day about appraisals, and that the appraisers, just as much as we have grown to understand this market, we have to know that the appraisers are growing too to understand this market. We've never been through this, and I've said that thousands of times in either our meetings or here on the podcast. And what is interesting is that the appraisers are now, and I never knew they were allowed to do this until I had an appraiser on my podcast, and they're allowed to actually figure in if the market is going at a certain clip. So if the market's going like this right now on the podcast, can't see my hands, but I'm going up in the air.
Right.
If it's going a slow gradual appreciation, if that trend stays there and has been consistent. Now we're not talking 2 months. Mm-hmm. We're talking a consistent trend of maybe let's just say 2% a month or 3% a month. It's going up. This year was 11% as a whole that the market went up, which is just unheard of.
Bonkers.
Yeah. So Pete Heim and I talk about this all the time. So so they are allowed to look at the last sold.
Okay.
And if it was 45 days ago, they're allowed to justify 3% more than that price. Yeah.
I had no idea.
I don't have the numbers are not exact, but they're allowed to take a trend line and go, okay. And I never knew that until I had, Diane was in here. I can't remember her last name now. I have a mind block, but she was in here, told me, and I just blew my mind. Cause all my life, I always thought, all my real estate life, which is pretty much all my life. I was like five. I was 5 years old when I started. So she said that they can do that. And I always thought, how is the market ever going to go up?
Yeah.
If the appraisers are always looking back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're never looking backwards. They're always they're looking backwards. They're not looking forward. So I thought that was pretty cool.
I had no idea.
Neither did I.
Also proves I should probably listen to my podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was the whole point of this conversation was you're not listening to my podcast enough. That's what this is about.
Hand slap.
Yeah, that's what that was. That's exactly right.
You brought me here for that.
Yes, I did. Yes. What else do you want to talk about? What else is going on in your real estate world? Like you've been having some crazy ones. Tell me about the one that they tried to sell the house and it was... really should be selling it.
Right. That was a first. And I think a first for a lot
first,
of people.
I've never heard of that before.
Right. So go under contract on a house with some buyers, like the most fantastic people. Right. So this stuff always happens to
of course,
the best people.
Of course.
So these people are fantastic. We go under contract, forward it to Lorena at our title company to do all the title work. She's great. Calls me the next day and is like, hey, is this a short sale? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, Jordan, do you know what you're doing?
Right. And I was like, no, I don't know. We're buying the house.
Right.
And she's like, no, you're not. It's in foreclosure and it's going to sheriff sale next Wednesday.
Oh my gosh.
And I was just like,
now when were you supposed to settle?
The day before Thanksgiving.
No way. So how many, so you're saying it was, she said it's going to be next week. Okay.
So this was, it would have been two Wednesdays ago, we had a 27 day.
You're supposed to settle the day before Thanksgiving.
So the worst part of all of this is, do you want to hear the real sob story?
Yeah.
So
am I going to sob?
You might.
I might.
The people are so nice. It's a pastor and his wife and their three small kids.
My gosh, this sounds
just wait.
Sad already.
It gets better. It gets better. Okay. Maybe worse.
Worse would be their way.
They live in a parsonage. He is changing jobs and they can no longer live in the parsonage of the church that he was formerly working at. They gave him until December 31st to find new housing. This was great because we were supposed to settle before Thanksgiving. Takes the stress off of them of finding the house, holidays in their new house, all of this stuff. And we actually met the seller at our showing.
And obviously they lied like crazy.
Oh, lied like crazy. She the listing agent said she had another offer in. She picked my people's offer because she liked them so much and liked their family. Ugh. And then come to find literally the next day that this is what's going on. So the listing agent was great. She went to the bank. She got her personal real estate attorneys involved and was trying to find a way for the bank to stay the foreclosure. Lorena worked so hard on
it. Yeah, but she had gone so long probably that there was no pushing it back.
There was no hope. The bank was just not doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was the sheriff's sale was on the following Wednesday. That Monday we got the call that it's definitely not happening. Then she, after the sheriff's sale happened, the bank gets it or whatever happens there.
Yeah. Well, the bank gets it back.
Right.
Because the bank buys it back, basically.
Right. So
they
buy
the debt.
Yeah. The bank owns it and now says, okay, now she has that 30-day window that the bank said, okay, you can sell it. So my people considered going back and actually going through with it. But then she said that she was going to destroy the house because she was so mad. So now here we are looking for a house.
So have they found a house? Is there a happy ending on this?
No, not yet. We're making an offer on one of Kelly's listings. Kelly, if you're listening.
Kelly Spade?
Yeah, listen to our sob
story. Come on, Kelly. Have a heart, Kelly.
Talk to your sellers. We'll write a letter.
We'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Cruises, whatever you need.
I don't even care.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, we're still looking. They're super well qualified, the nicest people. But I don't even understand how you think you can do this.
That's terrible. Well, you know what's amazing? It just shows you that you really have to be careful out there because people, now, and I always try to look at the best part of people and think that maybe she didn't realize, maybe she thought she could postpone the sheriff's sale, the seller. Do you think maybe? No, you're giving me that look like there's no way. Yeah.
There's no way.
Then that's just terrible because then you're bringing somebody's life to a halt, which is not cool.
Mm-mm.
And it didn't deserve that, but that happens. And you know what? Here's at the end of the day, there's always the silver lining is going to be this. They're going to find a house that they love even more.
Oh, for sure.
And it's going to be the right house for them.
Mm-hmm. This wasn't the right house. Not their house. And that's what I told them.
And they're people of faith. They know that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the crazy part is it's like I've done a lot of business this year, like compared to what I've done before. And it just goes to what I always say to you, like, there's a first time for everything. I have learned
that's a good one.
So much through that experience that it's not even funny.
You couldn't even pay for that education.
No.
Yeah. You probably are. But
well, I think I did.
But you'll get it back.
You've been doing this, what, like 80 years,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Thanks. This will be your last time on that as a guest, just so you know. Yeah, if you don't know what happened to Jordan, it's because she's picking on me for being old. No. Yeah. It'll be my 30th year in July.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Wow. Yeah. And I still don't know what the hell I'm doing. It's amazing, right? So you know what? We actually talked about absolutely nothing for 15 minutes. So this is wonderful. Is there anything else you want to talk about? You know, we got the holidays coming up. Anything you want, any advice for buyers or sellers, you know?
If you're trying to buy a house, don't go out and buy furniture. Don't spend a lot Christmas gifts. Like, let's keep our debt down.
Very good. Good advice.
I've learned a lot Justin Perella, you know?
Yeah, good advice.
He's like, don't buy anything. Don't go out and buy a new car. Like,
you're so right.
Be reasonable.
So, because, you know, if you do those things, you're definitely going to hinder your ability to buy. Mm-hmm. So don't do it. Don't do it. You know, don't use your credit cards if you can really get away from using credit cards. That's a good idea too. I did that for a very long time in my life. If you don't have the money to do it, don't do it. Right?
It's good advice.
Yeah, I think so. Thanks for being my guinea pig for today. I appreciate it. Jordan Kreitz. If you ever need a guest and you don't know who to have on your show, I will give you Jordan's information. She's an amazing realtor. She's on Susan McFadden's team. Susan even gets a plug now too. And she's in the trenches. She knows what's going on. So that was a lot of fun. All right. We'll see you next week. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.